Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless. I just want to share a couple of thoughts of us. There's a scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 34. And the context of the scripture is Israel are at war with the Syrians. And King Ahab is in the middle of a fierce battle, a battle which he eventually loses his life. But in the middle of the battle, the Bible says this. It says, all day long, the battle raged, but the king of Israel propped himself up. There's no doubt about it. Like Israel, we are in a battle right now. There's a battle raging in our country. It's a battle between fear and faith. It's a battle between pessimistic and optimistic. It's a battle between health and wealth. It's a battle between our feelings and our convictions. There is a battle which is raging in our world and our country. And there's lots of things that are pulling us down. Before lockdown, you know, we had a lot of things that could prop us up. So we had church every week. That even if you had a bad week, you know, when you walk through the doors of 4 Mason Road or you tuned in online, it kind of propped you up. It lifted you up. We had our routines. We had our gyms open. We had our external families who would just drop in on us and it would prop us up. But now the challenge is because everything which is normal, routine, has been stripped away from us, like King Ahab, we have to prop ourselves up. So I want to just talk a message just for 5 minutes tonight, really quickly. The message is called Prop Yourself Up.
Come on.
Prop yourself up. I'm going to give you 7 quick things how to keep yourself propped up in this next season as we move forward into what God has for us, because that's exactly what this series is about, moving forward. But to move forward, you've got to continually prop yourself up. Number one is this: prop yourself up by being in God's word. Prop yourself up by being in God's word. I'm talking about your daily devotion, your personal devotion. Your personal devotion, what happens is it's death to your flesh and life to your spirit. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want to encourage you to daily prop yourself up in God's word. You know, I've been saying throughout this crisis, make sure you read the good news before you hear the bad news.
Yeah.
There's so much bad news around at the moment, but every day you've got to prop yourself up by hearing and being in God's word. Yeah. You know, for me, the Bible is a non-negotiable right now. You know, if you ever had to negotiate it, maybe you negotiate the odd day off on your holidays, but this ain't a holiday right now. We're like King Ahab. We're in a battle.
Yep.
We're in a battle. And let me tell you, if I have any non-negotiables right now, number one is my Bible is a non-negotiable. So I want to try. I'm going to ask the church really this week to really go to their Bibles. Maybe you haven't picked your Bible up because of your routines and things have changed around. I'm going to ask you to read your Bible. Try this every day just for 5 minutes. If you're struggling with your Bible, start with a chapter of Psalms and a chapter of Proverbs and maybe a chapter of one of the Gospels. But every day, prop yourself up in God's word. You know, we used to sing this song, David Hussey, who is a mighty man, and sadly, he went to be with the Lord. Well, it's good for him, but it's sad for us. He went to be with the Lord a few weeks ago, and I had to give a special tribute at his funeral. And I remember this song he used to teach us when he was our Sunday school teacher. He said, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. You know, and I'll never forget that, because just as a young man, I realized the power and the strength of every day reading our Bible. You say, oh, this is really elementary tonight. Let me tell you, when you're in a crisis, you go back to basics. You go back to basics. I think we're in this. If we're going to prop ourselves up, number one, you've got to prop yourself up by being in God's word. Number two, you've got to prop yourself up by knowing God's word.
That's it.
There's a difference between reading God's word and knowing God's word. It's not just enough to read it. You've got to know it. You know, I want to encourage us as well. Don't know someone else's revelation of the Bible.
That's
get
it.
Your own revelation. You know, you don't get a revelation necessarily from a podcast or a book. All that is secondhand information. You know, one of the things that frustrates me is when Christians quote Stephen Furtick more than they quote the Bible. Yeah. And let me tell you, I'm Stephen Furtick's biggest fan. I'm Joel Osteen's biggest fan. I'm Joyce Meyer, Brian Houston. But let me tell you, we've got to be quoting God's word, first-hand information. Get it from the source every morning. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer in a few minutes. Give us this day our daily bread. You've got to prop yourself up by knowing God's word. And in a crisis, we can't afford to skip our daily bread. The promises of God, they still stand. You know, there's over 3,000 promises in God's word. I wonder how many of them you know, because if you don't know them, you can't apply them.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him they are amen to the glory of God through us." And so I want to encourage you, don't just read God's word, know God's word. You know, I love that song that we sing, Do It Again. You know, his promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to stand on God's promises.
Right.
You know, my son, if ever I tell him something, let me tell you, he holds on to it for dear life. If I tell him that he's going to get a treat later on, he will not stop bugging me until he gets that treat.
Yeah.
I'll encourage you, if you, God has given you a promise, you hold on to that promise. You bug God until you get that promise in your hand. Remind God daily of his promises. Number three, you got to prop yourself up by confessing God's word. You got to know God's word. You've got to read God's word, but you've also got to confess it. It's not just enough to merely read the word or know the word. You've got to confess the word of God in this crisis. This is where the power is activated. You know, if you've ever had a new phone, you get all excited, don't you? And, you know, you've bought your phone, you've charged it to the full. But unless the power is switched on, let me tell you, you can never enjoy the benefits of your phone until you switch on. And I want to encourage you to enjoy the benefits of the promises of God and the goodness of God. You've got to keep confessing
it. Right.
2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "I believe and therefore I speak."
Yeah.
We also believe, therefore we speak. You've got to speak out the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Every day I want to encourage you, write down a promise from God's word.
Yeah.
Memorize it and confess it. Romans 8:28. All things work together for good.
Yeah.
Encourage you. Psalm 37, 25. I was young and I was old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. His anger only lasts for a moment. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy and breakthrough and miracles come in the morning. Prop yourself up by confessing God's word. Number four, prop yourself up by being part of a group. Being part of a group. COVID-19 has shown us like never before the importance of community.
Yeah.
And the church may well return to the early roots of the church over the next few weeks. We might not be able to meet. We didn't hear much about churches tonight at all. I don't know if there'll be anything announced on Prime Minister's Question Time tomorrow. But it looks like the next step for our church will be small groups again. So the next stage of the lockdown will be small groups gathering. And so our church, the emphasis of our church over the next 6 to 12 weeks or however long this lasts is going to be to get every single person. Chantel and I have got a personal goal that 100% of our church, by the time we go back into the building, will be connected into a small group. And so this for us is an ideal opportunity. You know, Acts 2:46 says they continue to meet daily in the temple courts. Well, we can't do that right now, so we can take that one out and break bread from house to house. And so we really want to encourage this. You're going to hear a lot more emphasis on small groups, and we want to set up, as Rachel said, even more groups in areas. And we're going to have to get our whole church, probably 2,000 people who call Soul Church home in Norfolk, and we're going to get every single one of them in some kind of group, whether it's an online group, a home group, a sport group. But we want to get every single person.
Yeah.
And on Sundays, we will be trying to get people in groups as much as we can. And why? Because you prop yourself up.
Everyone cares for
soul. Number five, prop yourself up by dreaming of our future.
Come on.
You know, there's nothing better to prop yourself up than to dream of the future. 2 Corinthians says, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. And the future hasn't changed. If it has changed, all it's got is it's got bigger and it's got better. And, you know, for a building, a skyscraper to go higher and to elevate, here's the deal. It's got to go lower. And right now is the season where our foundations are going deeper. They're going stronger into the ground. But all it's doing is preparing us for our God-giving future. And our faith is being tested right now. So in future months and years, it will be trusted. And I believe our church, the influence now, as we just heard from Brittany, is going further. We're in contact with more and more people. All God is doing is watering the ground, getting ready for an incredible harvest. And, you know, we're now as the church, we're now known as the church around. We heard from Nick tonight. We're now known as the church, which doesn't just say they cares, but they actually they show they care. And so for me, our future is secure, and I'm dreaming of the future every day. I want to encourage you, if you're feeling a bit low, start dreaming of the future. Start believing God for the plans and the purposes for your life. Number 6, prop yourself up by reaching out to others. Reaching out to others. Philippians 2:4, let each of you look to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. And, you know, the potential challenges which lie ahead are great, especially economically and socially, with the challenges that this COVID-19 has presented to all of us. But I believe this is our time to shine and overcome and rise up as the church. And as Rachel's already said, who are your 5? Who are the 5 people? I'm not talking about, you know, often it's easier to throw money at something than reach out to someone. I want to encourage you to make sure that not, you know, we need both, but make sure personally, we all have 5 people on our fridge, 5 people in our hearts, 5 numbers on our phone that we're reaching out and we're loving people. You know, care isn't a department of our church. It's the call of the church. Care is not, oh, that's Rachel and Steve's job or Dave and Chris. No, that's not what we do. We are the church that cares, which means all of us, we are all pastors. We all love people. We all have that responsibility to look out for others. Yeah. And number 7, and this is really important, prop yourself up by having some fun.
Yes.
Okay, make sure you're still keeping your sense of fun and joy and laughter and mischief and adventure.
Yes.
Okay, don't get stuck in your own thinking. Don't get stuck in your own, you know, if you need to go run around the house, shout out the windows, do something crazy. We can't get pizza at our house. We get pizza delivered somewhere else and have to go and pick it up. Mark and Sharon, so if you need pizza and they won't deliver it,
they're your people.
Mark and Sharon's house, they're on the pizza run in the city. You should just drop it off there. But have a sense of fun. You know, enjoy life. Don't get so stuck in your own thinking in this season. Don't allow the fear around you to steal the joy within you. Keep going. Believe God. Make some memories. You know, we've been lighting fires in the back garden. We've been doing anything to keep the kids occupied. But do whatever you can to keep the sense of fun this season. It's the joy of the Lord, as Nehemiah that says, is your strength. Okay, it's not the media that's your strength. It's the joy of the Lord.
Yes,
all right. Hey, we love you. We love you a lot.
Yes,
I just wanted to share some thoughts. Keep propping yourself up daily. Take those 7 thoughts and every day keep yourself propped up like King Ahab.
Come on.
Amen.
That was awesome. Well done, John.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to Steve now. He's going to pray for us.
Hey, church. What a special night. So good to hear Pastor John and then up worship. And maybe you're new to Soul Church. You're here on Zoom or you're watching online on Facebook or YouTube. And right now, our church family are quietly praying for you. I want to ask you one very simple question. Friend, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus? Because that's what it means to be a Christian, to invite him to come into your life. And maybe during this lockdown season, you've been asking yourself, what's really important? What matters in life? Maybe you've recognized there's some things that need to change. The good news is that Jesus can change your life. He changes you on the inside. He can forgive you of your past, give you a real sense of meaning and purpose for your today, and then an incredible future for your tomorrow. Maybe you're thinking, Steve, how do I have that? How do I have a relationship with God? It's actually really simple. You open your heart and you pray a prayer. I prayed that prayer when I was 13, the first time I came to Norwich, first time I came to this church. It transformed me. And it would be our honor right now, in this moment, to pray that prayer with you. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pray this prayer, and I'm going to invite you to join in with this prayer, just to quietly say it on the inside of your heart. And if you really believe this, then this can be the moment when Jesus comes into your life and changes. So come on, church, let's all pray this together. Wherever you are, friend, whether you're online in your living room, just join us as we pray this prayer together. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth because you love me. And so right now I invite you to come in. Come in and change me. Give me a new start.
Yes.
In this moment, Lord, I recognize I need you and I need your help. So forgive me. Give me a new start. And I make you my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Now, I hope you prayed that prayer, friend. And if you did, our whole church would be clapping. We would be cheering because Yay! This is the best decision you can ever make. Here's what we'd love for you to do. If you did pray that prayer, then just let us know. We're not going to harass you, but we would love to help you. So you can put something in the chat, or you can email us at info@soulchurch.com. You'll see the address there. And one of our team would love to give you a call, get in touch with you, and just help and cheer you on. So massive congratulations. And I'm going to hand you back over to Pastor John.
Well done.
Steve, that was brilliant. Thank you. And well done to everyone who said that prayer, not just those on Zoom, but those who are watching on YouTube, Facebook, listening on at a later date. That really is a great, great prayer and a great decision you've made tonight. Yes. Well, I hope you enjoyed church tonight as much as we did. We absolutely loved it. And pray for our team this week as we continue to move forward with the foundation of the church. We're going to take ground this week. We're going to help and reach more people. We're going to see more people find Jesus like never before. The building's still going to go up. The future's bright. The best is yet to come, and we love you. Let me just say the blessing over you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and fill you with his peace now and forever. Amen.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.